This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
One of the Psalms that speaks about peace is Psalm 72. Now, the Psalms sometimes are simple acts of worship of God, but sometimes they talk about the life of the community. And Psalm 72 is an example of one of those Psalms. It talks about what the perfect King of Israel would be like. And one of the most important attributes is that he enacts justice. He especially reaches out to the widow and the orphan. Now, the phrase widow and orphan is a stock phrase for those who are most powerless in their society. And he makes sure that those who try to bribe are not able to buy justice. Rather, he defends those who are most powerless. That creates an atmosphere of peace. And in fact, in Psalm 72, it says that the peace is so profound that even the land will be filled with fertility, because the nature will be able to sense the goodness that the king is living and the people are experiencing. Those of us who have been given authority of any sort have that responsibility to bring peace, to bring justice to the group of people with whom we're working. When we're dealing with people, we don't necessarily reach out to those who are most fun, to those who are rich and can give us a good donation. We should reach out to those who most need our love. I think of one of our friars, his name was George. He had an incredible gift. When he would show up at a party, within the first 10 minutes, he would be talking to the two loneliest people in the room. He didn't seek fun, he sought service. And that's a call that each of us has, to look around at our world and see those who are broken, those who need our love, those who are most powerless, and to help them, to love them, to bring them into the healing that God wants to offer them, to look them in the eyes and say, you are someone whom God loves to death. You are someone who is precious in God's eyes. When we do that person by person, will heal one heart at a time, and our world will be a much more peaceful place.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.